Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Have your phone ready for that song tonight. Look, 12, the countdown's on. 12 hours from now, Haven Madison is already going to be on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny, you and I will have just introduced her. We're going to go and check her out. It's going to be so fun. Alice in Wonderland, we're very excited about it. It's our big show, and it's tonight. You want to get there early for sure. The doors open at 7. You want to get yourself settled. Make sure you got parking. Make sure you're all set. Get in the door. Get the lay of the land. Figure out where your seats are. Haven Madison takes the stage at 8, so you want to be in your seats by then. Boom. We're right around the corner.
Boom.
Boom. Friday the 13th, the whole time. Amazing. Happy Friday. Happy, happy Friday. We here at the station have been living for this day for quite some time. It's like you were saying earlier, like, you know, you're putting a show on and it becomes kind of the focus. It's what we've been talking about for a month and a half here. We can't wait to have you at our Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're heading in, take a little extra time, make sure you get there. Apparently the weather, you're saying we probably will not have to be worried about the weather until later tonight.
From what I'm seeing, it's going to hold off until our walkout.
Later, after the show tonight.
The rain is expected around 11 p.m. and that's the best guess I've got right now.
All right, perfect. Today's Friday. This is when new records come out and Snoop Dogg has one. His 12th album is out. He has a lot of guests on here. The record's called Missionary. Which, you know, there's lots of meanings for missionary.
You know what's so weird?
What?
I don't know if I can tell this to you right now. I had this story that I saw. Here it is. 2024's top position for you know what is going to shock you. That's the story. And I'm like, oh, what must the kids be doing nowadays, yeah. Right? What could they possibly? Missionary.
I like missionary.
It is.
I
best.
Do too, but I.
It is actually, it's a good, it's all good. And you, I mean, you can make out, I've wrapped, got the, you know, missionary. It's good. Get a little grind going.
Yeah. I like the missionary where one person's rolled over. That's also nice.
Yeah, that's a.
No, you use the traditional play.
Yes, everyone's laying, I know what you're saying.
It doesn't matter.
There's got to be another name for it though. Missionary is that other thing. Eyes closed, lights off, missionary position.
No, well, they actually mention in this as missionary being that it's about eye contact. It's about, you know, being, I was surprised.
The weight is nice. Weight's nice.
You can see all the stuff.
Yeah, I was surprised though. I really didn't. Anyway, so Snoop's got an album
called Missionary.
Sorry,
yeah.
That's fine. It's what you reminded me of.
Well, I said missionary and I thought, well, there's different meanings for missionary. You could be a missionary. You could, you know,
oh, right.
Be doing missionary. It's a,
well, there's a condom wrapper on the cover. So.
Oh, so we're thinking it's actual missionary
yeah.
position.
Yeah.
Okay.
And good. It is Snoop Dogg.
Yes, it is Snoop Dogg. That's true. So it's his 12th album. It's called Missionary. Snoop Dogg. His guests include Eminem, Dr. Dre, 50 Cent, Sting, Jelly Roll, Tom Petty, and Method Man. And you seem to have selected some fun song for me here. Let's hear this.
Yeah, this is this is the one with Tom Petty and Jelly Roll.
Okay.
Ashes to ash to dust, feel like I'm Lazarus. I can't get past the rush, never pass her up. Who took this? It's worldwide. Gassing up, now it's the
last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain.
Even before the fame, she was my Novocaine. You know it ain't gonna change, cause now I'm
oh. Hold on, you gotta hear. This is where Jelly Roll comes
okay,
in.
Okay, let's hear it. Cool. Crank it up.
I've seen some things in my life. It feels like I'm raging inside. This time I'm changing my mind. I'm saying goodbye to the dangerous side.
There you go. But I thought it's cool.
It's great.
It's a really cool song.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
It's just so funny to hear like Snoop Dogg, like even Snoop Dogg's going country. It's great. Anyway, Last Dance with Mary Jane featuring Tom Petty and Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll. There you go. The other one, I'm excited to hear this. This is the reason that Lin-Manuel Miranda was not able to do the music for Moana 2, apparently. Mm-hmm. This is Mufasa, The Lion King, the original motion picture soundtrack is out. The credits are Lin-Manuel Miranda and Lebo M. You know who Lebo M is?
No. Nope.
Apparently he writes music for movies, you guys.
Oh.
I listened to a lot of this soundtrack this morning. Bangers.
Oh, real? Well, of course, it's Lin-Manuel.
Yeah. I mean, every one of them.
Okay, so it actually looks like you picked quite a few here.
I got a few.
Go for it. Take me through.
Let's see. This is We Go Together.
Okay.
My hair. You wanna go fast, go alone. Day and night. There's no road. I just might. Off you go. Yeah, all right. If you wanna go far, we go together. So good, so far, we go together.
I will find my family again. I will walk with you.
Great.
It just stinks of Lin-Manuel Miranda.
This dude's a stud.
He is a stud. He's a super stud. Oh, he just, you know, some people, they find their thing and that's what they do. And you're like, they're meant to do that. Damn.
And the beauty of, well, this is going to sound like a backhanded compliment, but just the beauty of theater type, you know, and soundtrack type stuff is you don't age out of it.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, he can probably do these types of songs his whole life and no one will go, his credibility is garbage. That dude's old and dusty.
Yeah.
No one's going to say that.
You keep writing hit songs for musicals, you're all set.
Yep.
Yep.
This next one's Bye Bye Bye. Or Bye Bye. Not Bye Bye Bye. That's insane.
Baby, awesome bye, bye bye bye.
But.
Bye bye.
This is evidently a. One of the bad guys saying the last thing you're gonna hear is bye.
Okay, all right.
I'm gonna be the last thing you see before you go. Bye bye. There you go. Bye bye. Climb every tree across land and sea. I make you go. Bye bye. I make you go. Bye bye.
Oh, that's funny. Like he can't not write a hook. That's just so fun.
They're so good, all of them.
All right, so this is Mufasa, The Lion King, original motion picture soundtrack. It's out today. There weren't that many tracks on it, were there? Probably these are like the main sort of musical tracks, and then there's also, the score that accompanies all the
The ones I picked out are the ones that have been the most downloaded so
okay,
far.
Okay, and so we have one more. Is it If I Had a Brother?
Yeah, here
okay.
You go.
So Mufasa's brother is Scar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Scar's the bad guy in the Lion King.
I don't know the plot of Mufasa, so, but I do know the songs are all
well,
really
the
good.
Well, from the ads, it sounds like he wasn't born to the sitting king. He's like an adoptee, Mufasa is.
Oh, so it was supposed to be Scar's deal.
Right. which is why he's so bitter. But that's from the ads. I could be wrong.
I wasn't excited to see this movie until I listened to this stuff from the soundtrack today. And I was like, this is going to be good.
I have to say, I hadn't really given it any thought, but even without Lin-Manuel, like, I love the first Lion King so much. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just great. And so if you'd asked me, I would go, yeah, okay. I will probably see that. Anyway, Mufasa, I don't have the release date right in front of me. I assume it's, you know, one of these holiday movies. It's not today.
Yeah, hold on, I'll take a second.
So, it's all right. Anyway, there you go. There's a couple things. Also out today, there's a DMX record. This is, it's an 8-track posthumous album.
It has to be unplayable, right?
It's, well, it's him praying accompanied by music, so. There's also, let's see, Stray Kids. It's a K-pop band, and this is their first mixtape called Hop. A record called Glad You Came by Mario, and Luther Vandross, Never Too Much, Greatest Hits. 17 hits and 4 previously unreleased tracks. We're not complaining about that.
He's been dead a long time. By the way, Mufasa is December 20th, but it has had some releases in L.A. Starting December 9th.
So. Like the limited stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so awards. Taylor wins most of them. If you like awards and award programs, award shows, this is your time. It starts.
Tell us everything.
Well, the big headline here is, what didn't Taylor win? Not much. She won all of it. Here's what she won. These were the Billboard Music Awards. They were last night. Her haul includes top artist, top female artist, top Billboard 200 artist, top Hot 100 artist, top Hot 100 songwriter, top streaming songs artist, top radio songs artist, top Billboard Global 200 artist, and top Billboard Global artist, excluding the U.S. I'm just pausing for breath. Taylor's Tortured Poets Department won top Billboard 200 album. And believe it or not, there were awards left over for other people, too. I got to say, look, I hate award shows anyway. This one sounds super boring. Not because, you know, yay, Taylor, I'm happy for her. But like, honestly, this is all just about, it's not based on voting. It's based on actual album sales. Like, I guess you could have predicted this. Everybody at Billboard already knew who won. So let's see, a couple other things here. Chapel Roan won Best New Artist. So that's big for her. Morgan Wallen was named Top Male Artist. Shaboozy won Top Song Sales Artist, just based on being at the top of the charts. SZA won Top R&B Artist. Drake beat Kendrick Lamar for Top Rap Artist. He was also Top Rap Male Artist. And Doja Cat won Top Rap Female Artist. Zach Bryan, the country guy, won Top Rock Artist. He actually won trophies in both rock and country categories. Linkin Park was named Top Rock Duo or Group, which means that record did well with their new singer.
It sounds good. I mean, of course, our eyes are drawn to the people, the disgruntled people who have no love for the replacement.
Right.
But
Emily something? I can't remember her name.
Can't remember. Emily Strong?
See, maybe. She was from like Killing Sarah, Murdering Sarah, Deathly Sarah.
Emily Armstrong.
Oh, I was so close!
That's like, you got a 95 on that test. You lived out arm.
And she was in Dead Sarah.
Dead Sarah! You know what I'm saying? I was so close. Oh, we're both so close. Artist who walked away with no awards. Sabrina Carpenter.
You know what's depressing about that, I imagine, for her?
For
in
Sabrina?
In particular, yeah.
Okay.
And there are always artists like this. Having a year like you had, and you don't win anything.
I know.
How can you ever hope? Yeah, I mean, I realize, like, even Taylor called her shot. I'm going pop, and I'm going to be great.
You're going to love me.
Whatever. And then she is. I get it. But most people can't even hope to be that hot ever again. And she got no awards? None?
No awards.
Oh!
So, look, a lot of these are strictly sales. I mean, Billboard is a music chart. Like, they have a metric and they can figure out who wins these awards. Now, things like, you know, top new artist, maybe there's wiggle room in there because what defines new? Like, this is the first time you've had a hit record or whatever it is. So I don't know. Maybe Sabrina Carpenter and Billie Eilish didn't expect to get any awards at all, just based on sales.
Well, I mean, this isn't
but
the Grammys.
But they are calling them snubs here, so.
It's not the Grammys,
no,
though.
It's not the Grammys. You're right. This is just, I mean, Billboard is about sales mm-hmm. and plays. So Sabrina Carpenter got no awards. Billie Eilish, no awards. Future, Jack Harlow, Luke Combs, Metro Boomin, and The Weeknd, they all say are notable, not awarded anything. So I did put the full list of winners up if you care at all. But to me, there's not a lot of like opinion in most of those. So they're just based on raw sales numbers. This is just a wacky story. And I was interested enough because I like horses that I thought all right, I'll try and see if this flies. Shannon. Aww. My horsey.
Uh-huh.
Bella Hadid.
What?
Bella Hadid.
Right, the model.
Yeah. She's Gigi Hadid is her sister, who I think is with Bradley Cooper right now.
You'd know.
Would I?
I trust you.
I feel like I don't know.
You do
But
know.
I think she is. But Bella Hadid, who I think was with Zayn. Or one of them was with, like, they're very beautiful young ladies.
We have full trust in you.
Thank you. They're sisters. They're very famously gorgeous, and they're both models. Bella Hadid was named Rookie of the Year at Horses. So I'm like, what? I just see that one sentence. She's named Rookie of the Year at Horses. And I was like, well, let's find out about this, because what now? So... She's dating a cowboy. His name is Aiden Banuelos. I'm like, who's that? So I take a look, and they say here, 34-year-old Banuelos is a remarkably successful rodeo star and equestrian. His talent is cutting horses. So a cutting horse is usually a quarter horse, and they're herding the animals, and they cut one steer out of the pack. For it to be
roped
and wrestled. And
okay.
So these cutting horses, the horses themselves are a part of the equation. Like they know how to isolate the one and get between it and the herd or whatever it is, like a whole thing. So I don't know what their backstory is. I assume some kind of meet cue where they bump into each other and his lasso goes around her and he's all, oh, oops, I just pulled you in. That's ridiculous.
That's
and my hat
hot.
Wound up on your head. This is so crazy.
What a nice meeting.
So I just made that up. By the way, she looks great in chaps. All chaps are assless. Her ass is covered in jeans.
Looks good. You're right.
She apparently has some horse skills anyway. Like, look,
she's from money.
She's from money. She must love horses because within 6 months of her dating this guy, I guess that she started to, he was showing her the ropes and she had a knack for it and she was pretty good and she started cutting. Cattle. She looks just fine in a cowboy hat. And she just won Rookie of the Year. And I guess there was some real competition because every year there's, I guess, a new crop of people who are coming out to the rodeos and doing this thing. And she's one of them. And she goes to competitions and she shows. And it's just the last thing I ever thought I'd be telling you about Bella Hadid.
I think that's cool. You know, when I started dating Christina, she'd never surfed. And I started taking her because she wanted to go.
Yeah.
And she took to it. She took to it and was like capable. And she had the, and you know, she also does
now
triathlon.
You've given her something that's an enjoyable pastime.
What I was going to say is she doesn't love it though. And she likes the ocean is scary. So she likes it when it's small and she likes to hang out with me. So we'll go when it's small. But there, I don't know how many times I've gone like, go, like you're in position, go. And she just goes, I didn't like that one. I'm like, why? Because it was perfect. What the? You let that go? And often she, if it's too big, she runs right off the front of the board like it's a diving board and dives into the water. That wave was perfect.
Mm. Yeah. She's leashed to her.
Yeah, it's too big. I'm getting out of here. Runs right off the front of it. Dives off.
Oh,
you were in the perfect position. No, I didn't like that one.
Okay. Well, it's too late now anyway. I mean, why argue about it? Yeah, you're right.
No,
here comes
we don't
another
argue,
one.
And I actually just want her to have fun, but I have tried to tell her, just so you know, you were in the perfect position.
What you felt then, was right.
That was exactly that fear you felt was the that way of getting steep and fast
and picking you up.
And it's ideal. That's what you want.
That's when the ride starts.
And then no, that's what you want.
Mm.
All right, fine.
Well, anyway, Bella Hadid. I guess when you win this
rider,
she's a cutting. So she won the NCH. It's the National Cutting Horse Association, I think. NCHA. You win a belt buckle, because of course you do. That's what you get, a big silver belt buckle.
It's gold.
Oh, it is kind of gold looking, isn't it? So it says Rookie of the Year, NCHA Rookie of the Year 2024.
It's bigger than her hand.
It's huge. It's a big old belt buckle. It's a big one. And it looks like she gets an award, and it looks like she might be wearing like the actual belt buckle version of it on her pants right there. Yeah. Or maybe all the belt buckles in rodeo land are look like that.
Yeah, they're huge.
It's ginormous. She looks pretty happy. And she's talking about how she loves horses, and she says, I've been practicing. I started practicing 6 months into the show year. We found out I was in the running for Rookie of the Year. So we decided to go for it.
Step our game up.
I was sitting second until the last show, where I took home my reserve champion spot at the Futurity, whatever that was. And we were able to secure my rookie spot to my fierce competitor, Kevin Smith. Not that Kevin Smith, I'm going to guess. We had the most fun. By the way, she says, tens of shows, $84,000 in final earnings. Apparently, there's some money to be had here. Of course, horses are one of the most expensive hobbies ever. So they probably won $84,000 of the $500,000 that they spent on their horses that year.
Still, it's about the love of the game.
It's about the love of the game. Anyway, I just thought, wow, that's a weird story. I'm into it. And now we all know about 34-year-old, remarkably successful rodeo star Aiden Benuelos. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Seat squatters, herpes, and more after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
You're too sweet. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Listen live, win contests, and get our full show podcast all at radioalice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill. Enjoy fantastic food, great vibes, open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Nom, 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 nom.
Jack's.
Hey, Jack's.
Delicious. Okay, here's what's happening. So I'll begin with there's still clouds, and it'll probably stay with us throughout the day. There was early morning rain, and it's expected to start back up again later tonight.
All right.
The Niners lost last night, and well, there's that. Such a bummer.
Sorry.
Nah. I wanted to go back to the Super Bowl, you know?
Yes. I mean, it's always nice to think that, oh, that would be fun. Go to the Super Bowl.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Next year.
Yeah.
It's always next year.
The term seat squatters has gone viral because people are complaining about the people who intentionally sit in the wrong seat on a plane and try to get away with keeping it.
Oh.
There's always scammers everywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
How do they do that?
There's always that. It's just going to be the way it is forevermore. Someone who just says, yeah, I couldn't get the seat I wanted, but I'm going to take this seat and someone's going to have to force me out of it.
Let me see how it goes. Let me see if I can screw somebody over.
This story is about seat squatting on planes. They say it's a travel trend and people on social media are posting about it now as they find themselves in these arguments with someone. And I've certainly, first of all, when I fly, I get in my seat. I shut the hell up, and I just want to wait to get to where I'm going.
Right. I can't wait to get off the plane, and I know I have to wait.
I already know I'm too hyper to be held down, and so I'm in my own personal little battle from start to finish.
Mm.
That's me.
Give that man a coloring book.
And that helps.
Mm.
Yeah, because then I'll sit more still and be more...
Got something to do. You're occupied. And you can, like, wiggle your hand the whole time.
Right. travel industry expert addresses seat squatting. What they're talking about are these people who rob seats that are assigned to others. And it's become fairly normal for people to have to deal with this as they get on the plane. Flyers may not be able to get what they want from the airline when they reserve seats, or the airline may want a fee for the seat they want. Then the passenger doesn't want to pay it, so they just decide to try their luck on board. And then on Reddit, there are a ton of people explaining their experiences where they were given a seat in first class. There was a woman in the seat. They went back up to the front and said, I'm sorry, I have a seat here, but there's someone in it. And they went, nope, that's your seat. There's someone in your seat.
And now it's on me to...
Then that's the tear. Now you are. Are they going to go get rid of her, or are you?
And in some cases, they need to do it.
Well, but in some cases, that person is. It's a flight of a lot of people trying to get everybody in their seats, buckled in. You know, there's a whole presentation that has to go down here in a minute.
Yes,
you know the one. It's silent. They don't say anything. Right, someone else is saying it, and they just point. But you know what I mean. They're Vanna.
Yeah.
On the plane.
They show you where to blow into
the
tubes.
This is the buckle, right.
They have a dozen inflated.
Right.
Just pull the little thing. Yeah, that's, I would be a problem on that flight because I would just stand there blocking the aisle until the person got out. So I feel like I'd just stand there. That's tough though. I'm not happy that I got put in that position, but
no, it's
I'm not going to wrestle some lady out. They like the stewardess, which I know that's not your name. What are you? Flight attendant. The flight attendant's got to come and take care of this. I'll hold the whole thing up.
If you've come across this problem, it's a growing trend. And that's why I wanted to report it. I know that you're going to get your boys first class seats
for
their flight home.
I'm not going to do that for the 100th time. They're flying coach. Why would I pay for their upgrade?
Don't worry, boys. I got your back.
You
got to
earn it, boys.
No, they've earned it.
Get your own money. Get your own job.
They have jobs. What do you think they're doing in New York?
I don't know, spending through their savings. I have no idea what they're doing in New York, but I miss them very much. That's why I'm willing to pay for a coach seat for Christmas.
Anyway, my suggestion to you is because I feel like we've seen enough angry videos from airplanes.
Yes.
My suggestion to you is whether or not that flight attendant is busy, get that flight attendant to get in between you and this person squatting in your seat.
Let them have the altercation.
I realize you may be like, I'm up for this one. You know, pulling your sleeves up.
You're both going to get thrown off that flight.
If you don't want that trouble.
Just stand there and hold up traffic. As you get ready to fly for the
holidays, seat squatting has gone up. I suggest you get help.
And you can get it, by the way. Isn't there usually like a button that you push to call for the for help? So don't go up back up to the front of the plane against the tide of the people that are coming down the aisle. Just hit the button and stand there. That's what I'd do. I hope it never happens, though. Because I talk a big game, but not that confrontational in real life.
Right. This story, I'm reading a book right now. It's called Wicked.
Mm.
And it's different than the movie.
Mm.
Even though the movie does suggest that there's some infidelity in the book, there's just flat out infidelity. Like you're all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a children's book.
Right under the dude's, the guy's right.
It's not a, it is a full on grown up novel.
How many fathers are unknowingly raising children that aren't theirs?
12.
At one time, this was a problem that most likely could never or like would never be uncovered.
Yes. Those were the olden days of 10 years ago.
The story starts, basic biological reality means birth mothers can be certain they're genetically related to their children. Ah. Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they're carrying the child.
Yes.
There's that.
That is true.
Fathers can't know for sure without a genetic test. And at one time that was, it was special.
You had to go to Maury Povich.
Yeah. Right. So it has been going on.
Not the father.
You get those paternity tests and stuff, you know, ever since they figured out how to do some of the DNA stuff. But I mean, when my parents were kids, when your parents were kids, there was none of that.
So I met my real dad when I was 17. But we never did any kind of paternity test. I mean, I just, trusted my mother.
Who said, that's your real dad.
That's your real dad. But when I did ancestry, then I was absolutely sure because everything came up Italy.
Oh, okay.
And all my cousins and everything came up.
And the ancestry is what this story's about. With the newfound technology that is affordable and easy to use.
Spit in a tube.
There's a whole new world. It's a whole new world. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I missed that. Try that for me, would
you? That was really good.
Oh, I don't think so.
I feel like it was wonderful.
They say here, let me find the number. 7% of dads have discovered they have different.
Oh, my effing
7%.
God. That seems impossibly high.
It does seem very high, but that's what they're talking about is this newfound technology has uncovered the possibility for dads that they may not be the true parent of the child they've been raising all these years. I think most people, I can't even speak to it. I feel like most people just believe, of course that's my kid.
Well, I was here raising it the whole time and I'm married to its mother.
Right. But these things have uncovered the mom's
one night stand
extra
or whatever. Yikes.
7%.
That seems impossibly high.
Have discovered they have a different biological father than they thought.
Wow.
And I know someone who had this happen.
Oh.
Although this person I'm talking about found out from a random family member who spilled the beans.
Oh, as in it was like one of those family secrets that everyone but the one person it mattered about knew?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Or the two people, I should say.
Mm. Oh, like the guy who wasn't the father and
yes,
the kid?
Yes, he didn't know and the kid didn't know. And the kid found out and went. And now that the tests are available, this person I'm talking about went, I'm not going to take the test. I feel like it would really hurt my dad if he found out. And I don't know why I would take it unless I was going to tell him.
Right.
What would be the point? So they didn't.
Interesting.
My mom probably wouldn't have told me until I was getting ready to go to college and I couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford living apartment. And she said, we have to contact your godfather, Luigi, who I had not seen since I was a little kid. And I'm like, why? And she's like, oh, he owes you. And I'm like, I looked at her and said, what is he, like my bastard dad or something? And
she went, no.
And she did. She just, her face blanched out and she's like, yeah, we need to talk. And that was.
Oh!
Yeah, that's how I found out.
Your education was the reason.
Yeah. I drove to New Jersey the next weekend, met him, and that was that.
And then what did you say to your actual dad? You're the guy who raised
you. My stepdad?
Yeah.
My thing to him was like, you're my dad. You're my dad.
But he didn't.
He didn't know either, I don't think.
He didn't know.
No, he didn't know that you weren't his kid?
Well, no. My stepdad always knew. He adopted me when I was 10. But yeah, but the guy that she was married to before.
Oh, the real dad didn't know.
I think he did know. I think that's why they got divorced when I was a baby. So.
Oh.
But yeah. A lot of people knew that.
I thought he said he didn't know.
I found out later, some people knew. But not the kid that should have known his whole life.
17 years old and find out. You know, you got a dad.
He's and dead. Three brothers and a sister.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Well.
And it's it worked out. You're smiling. As I look at you right now, you're smiling. So it's okay.
It's it's life, man. You can't. You just got to go with it. No sense getting upset about it. Can't change it.
I don't know. You can be upset. It's okay if you get upset about it. I don't want to tell people that they can't be upset about the thing that was kept from them their whole lives.
I've been upset
over the years. Like, my grandmother died, the one from Italy, and I was very upset that I didn't have her in my life, my whole life,
You were robbed of that.
I was robbed of that.
Right. I mean, I see what you're saying. Like, buck up. These are the facts. If you got to go on with your life, but, you know, don't deny yourself upsetness.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't get upset over the years at certain points, but.
It's when you just like grab the phone book and start shredding it.
I got a
that
great
seems
fan.
Like a good, you know, it takes you a while. You're like, yelling about it, throwing it around. It's heavy. You know, that felt like a good outlet. I'll tear out the whole W section.
The average person needs a vacation every 110 days.
Oh, that doesn't seem like enough.
A poll found the average employee feels like they need a proper vacation every 110 days to keep their sanity intact.
Vacation is absolutely so restorative. It's so necessary.
It doesn't say how long the break has to be, just a nice stretch where you burn a few vacation days. Mm-hmm. I've definitely been in stretches as a baby DJ where I was like, I'm going to work every second that I can, period. What you do find out is, for anybody, is that burnout is real, and it's not useful to just be like, I can, you know, I'll work longer and harder than all of you. Why? Right. Why? How when about having a life?
You're actually better when you have a life and you have
a little
some
life.
Balance.
And for me now, as much as I love doing this, it's more about the hours we keep than anything. Just to break up that. Grown men shouldn't be in bed at 7 p.m.
That's our joke at my house. I'm like, well, it is 6:30. I better, you know, boy, I'm off to bed. Like, everyone else is going, we should think about dinner. I'm like, okay, well.
Bye. Yeah, my kids and wife went in the hot tub and I went to bed right after dinner last night at like 6:37.
You get a robe yet?
Do I have a robe yet? Was that your question? I do not have a robe yet. I'm not a robe guy. And I realize it would be helpful for the hot tub, but no, I don't think I'm ever going robe.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, we will see about that. Don't smile and just be like knowingly smile like you'll have a robe.
I had an idea for Vinny for a robe.
Oh.
I'll tell you about it after the show.
Okay. Maybe, but, might be too late.
It's probably just.
I have an idea about the robe.
Anyway, if you haven't had a vacation in 110 days.
You need one.
Consider putting in, you have days, I'm sure, given to you. Use them.
Yeah.
Take a break. You should try that. Or don't. I'm not the boss of you. I mean, whatever.
No, I am, though. So you know what you should do? Take a little vacation.
Our text number is...
That's my superpower.
Telling people what to do?
Yes. Yeah. You know what you should do? The phrase that pays.
415, I'm reading this cold, so, you know.
Oh, no.
It's a toss-up. My aunt told me my father doesn't know that the man who raised him and who I thought was my grandfather isn't his real father.
Uh-oh.
His mother was knocked up by a farmhand when she was 15, and it was kept a secret.
A farmhand?
That is awful.
Okay, hold on, though. So the mom was already married at 15? because it seems to me that the grandfather would have known if she had a kid that she, what did she like sneak them in to the gaggle of kids they had? That doesn't make sense. Whoever wrote that. I call BS on that. Now she's 25 and already married to this other guy and gets knocked up by a farmhand. Maybe that's a little different.
I have a friend, 62, that recently found out the man that raised her wasn't the biological dad. It devastated her. Mm. I imagine it would.
Absolutely. I mean, that would shake the foundations of the things you think you know. Like, what's more solid than this is my dad or this is my mom? I guess the mom thing isn't a question. This is my dad. Like, that would be life shaking.
Hey, Vin. This is Justin. Hey, Vin. Sarah got you a robe for Christmas. Go easy. What?
What are you talking about?
Well, you were just asking me about robes. You got me a robe.
Well, you said you didn't have one. You obviously need one. I was just making sure you don't have a robe still.
It didn't even occur to me.
Christina, don't get him a robe. I got him covered.
Okay.
But what color did I get you?
Right over my head. I missed all of it. Thank you for helping me out there, Texter in the 510. Mm. We'll see you tonight for Alice in Winterland.
Yeah, that's
going to be
great.
We're going to Oakland, everyone. And the doors open at 7.
Yeah.
Show starts at 8. So let's all get there early.
We'll meet you there.
Another 510. We're pretty sure our sister is not my father's daughter, first marriage. He knew or suspected, but my sister doesn't know.
Oh.
It would wreck her mental health.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so scary.
Some people are a little more fragile.
This new reality that you can check the legitimacy of your parentage by spitting in a cup and mailing it off.
Right. You know, the more I think about it too, it's like we all did it. Like a lot of people spit in the cup and gave our genetic material to a bank. Like,
I'm bummed that I did that.
I kind of am too. And I think it might have been you and I having this conversation a few months back that I went, you know, that really is about as private. That is your map. That's who you are in a little cup. And now some company has it. Like, flash forward 10, 50, 150 years. That, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like
what
it.
What will happen? I don't like it either.
I got that thing done for free. I don't remember what if it was through sales or how that went down, but it was one of those things where, hey,
try this. Out.
And I went, okay, this sounds cool. And then it wasn't until well after that I started to go, you know what? We're giving up. These companies know what they're getting their hands on. We don't. They know what they can do with these things. We don't.
Right. And if cloning ever becomes a thing, you could get cloned. It could be a new you.
Good.
And it could be living on Mars. I'd be down with that.
Harvest
actually. It. Well, I mean, that would probably cost money. Was it called The Island? Isn't it called The Island?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a movie like that where, and I think it's maybe Scarlett Johansson and Ethan Hawke, maybe. And they live in
Jude Law, or is it?
Maybe.
I'm thinking of something. I don't know what
it
I'm
could
thinking
be Jude
of.
Law.
I don't know.
But it's definitely Scar Joe, right? Because your brother Nick had to frame
it.
By frame take a zit off her face. So they don't know it, but they're clones of somebody who lives on the outside and somebody rich who grew a version of themselves so that anytime they need a part, these people get picked for a trip to the island.
It's Ewan McGregor. And Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
one of those guys.
Yeah, but we missed it. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's
here.
A good movie, by the way. I like that movie.
415. You don't need to encourage her.
What is it? What am I getting encouragement
good
about?
On you, Sarah, for limiting your kids to coach. We have enough Nepo babies in Marin. This is not the same.
It's not?
No.
Yeah, this is like the one limit I am doing for them. You know, I'm just like, well, I already pay for everything else. So
why are you stopping
gonna...
now? Don't put those boys on first class.
Absolutely not. That's ridiculous.
Free
They're
champagne
kids.
For your boys.
Absolutely
Come on.
Not. That's the last thing those boys need. Buy your own champagne and squash yourself into a seat and carry your crap on and fight with people on the plane and have life experience.
Boo!
No, wait, stop it. Don't boo me. Don't hiss and boo me. That's ridiculous.
What's coming out of the trash?
I don't know, but it ain't first class. Let's see. Shocking country stories.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.